This is Ryan D. And you, my friends, are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, made for Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world. WMFO.org. The sound of my voice here on Friday morning means that it is time for a brand new Music Savage show. I am very excited about this. I hope that you are as well. Thanks for being out there, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Supporting radio, supporting this show and this station means the world to me. Got ourselves a good little show here. Lots of music. Lots of it. What we got coming up? We're going to highlight the illustrious career of engineer, producer, mixer, musician Cameron Spies. An appreciation set. It's Dolly Parton's 76th birthday this week. Going to celebrate her as well. Going to shine the record label spotlight today on Hardly Arts Records. It's New Music Week. Got a set of great new tunes out this week. Albums out this week and some more hot takes. Are you ready? I certainly am. Call up your friends, tell your neighbors, gather on the speakers, turn them up. With your beverage of choice, of course. Let's have some fun for a couple hours. Let's kick it off with Sonic Youth as the Music Savage Show gets started right now.
Fear, baby. a star. I know that you'll fix everything.
Walking like a panther. little more than a cameo. Nothing dramatic when I go. Big part in your life.
taking a quick trip through the 90s and then straight into 2018, then back to the 90s, right there in that set. Belly with Dusted, that's off of the Slow Dust EP released in 1992 on 4AD. The Breeders with Wait in the Car. That is the first single off Legendary Band's fifth album, All Nerve, released in 2018, also on 4AD. Up ahead of that, Lemonheads Bit Part. Juliana Hatfield was a member of the band on that fifth album, 1992's It's a Shame About Ray, and that is her yelling at the start of that song. Sugar with A Good Idea, second single off the trio's debut album, Copper Blue, released September 1992. Frank Black doing Hang On To Your Ego, cover of the classic 1966 Beach Boys song off of Pet Sounds. It appears on his debut self-titled solo album, released March 1993. On 4AD, and kicking off the set as well as the show is Sonic Youth, Cool Thing, lead single off their sixth studio album, Goo, released June of 1990. That was a killer set right there. I was enjoying putting that one together. And let's get into a set highlighting the career of engineer, producer, mixer, musician extraordinaire Cameron Spies, who calls Portland, Oregon home. He's very famous out in the Northwest. He's a part of a lot of bands, both playing in and producing and mixing, engineering. He's very talented. He's one of, he's a member of so many bands. But I'm going to kick it off with one of my favorite bands of his, Radiation City, who are sadly no longer. This is off of their last album together, Synthestithica. See, now I'm always, when I was writing this album down, I played this before, and I knew I was never going to say it right on the first one, on the first go-around. So we're just going to leave it at that, and then, you know, I'll correct it later. But anyway, here's Radiation City, the great track called Milky White, celebrating Cameron Spies here on the Music Savage Show.
Come in.
Your body was mine.
played before. Thought this time you'd play it smart. Somehow in spite of our best efforts, things turn out all right. You gotta stand some in the rain before lightning strikes.
Probably spend an entire show highlighting the illustrious career of Cameron Spies, but we'll settle for that cool set right there for now. It's also going out to my buddy, my Icelandic traveling buddy from back in Connecticut. Been pals for a long time. That set was for you, Greg. Hope I see you in Iceland this year. Smokey Brights, Not Enough Time. It's off the band's album Hot Candy, produced by Cameron Spies, released October 2016. Soft Cheese up into that. Track called Bad News. Soft Cheese are a great trio based in Portland, Oregon. Song is off their self-titled debut full-length album, produced and mixed by Cameron, who also plays keys. It's released December 2020. Moonshy up into that. The Romantic Egoists, Part 1. Cameron plays organ, as well as mixed and produced the Portland Quartet's 2019 album, Ethereal Whispers in the Void. Night Heron with Two Sleep. Night Heron is the creation of former Radiation City frontman Cameron Spies. And the track is off the band's new album, Instructions for the Night, released via Literal Gold, May of 2021. And kicking off the set with Radiation City, Milky White, Great track off the Portland band's last album together, Synthetica. Knew I'd get it right that time. February 2016 is when that was released. Check out all of his work. Just, you know, you just Google him and see everything that this guy has done. It's good stuff. All right, where are we heading? We are heading into New Music Week. It is my favorite time. Every Friday, well, you know, bands don't really have to stick to Fridays anymore for their releases. It used to be Tuesdays way back. Then it became Fridays, and now they just, you know, release whenever. But there's a lot of music that came out over the week and today, of course. And I'm going to highlight just a few of those albums. Kicking it off with Northampton, Mass. Band. That's where they are based currently. Called Boy Harsher. Really great stuff. Not only did they create this album here, it is also the soundtrack to the duo's new horror movie. It's called The Runner, which is out now. And this is, they created this movie and they made the soundtrack to it. And here it is, Boy Harsher, off of their Runner soundtrack, Music Savage Show.
Almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich. I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. Twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching for business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I've been rich. It appears I have become so rich. It appears I have become so, so rich. I'm literally drowning in it. But no matter how little I've got, I'll never lose the plot. On top of the hill looking out over the valley, you can see for miles and still get shot. The farmer doesn't want his cows getting what the other cows have got. He keeps his livestock stock stuffed in his sock. That's why he's rich. It appears we've both become rich. It appears we're both very, very, very rich. It appears we both got gout. It appears we have no shame. It appears I have become rich. It appears I have become rich. Lord forgive me, have mercy on my soul, never. No one ever tells you how tough it really is. Please teach me how to be modest and how to be rich. I've done some terrible things because I'm rich. Looking for opportunities in ventures that are bound to bring the silver rain. Sure, it's a rush being cush, but then again, life is a bitch. I've become so rich, and people hate you for it. People really hate you for it.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah. And I've been using what isn't mine. And I've been boozing, feeling fine.
Guys, right there. It's Band of Horses. Track called Lights, latest single off of their first album in 5 years. It's called Things Are Great. It's their sixth album. It's out now on BMG. Fantastic stuff from Good Night Texas up out of that. Borrowed Time. It's taken off of their fourth full-length album. How long will it take them to die? Kids on a Crime Spree with All Things Fade up out of that, lead single off the Oakland Trio Trio's album. It's called Fall in Love, Not in Line. It's out now via Slumberland Records. I think it was a week or two ago where I highlighted Slumberland Records.